Back now with Day to Day, some California drivers are suing over high gas prices. They say we're paying too much at the pump, not because of tight supplies or OPEC, but because the gas is simply too hot, and they mean warm. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here to explain. Amy, what does the temperature have to do with the price of fuel?
Well, Alex, as you may remember from high school science class, liquids expand at higher temperatures. And for a century now, regulators and oil companies have agreed that gasoline and diesel should be sold at a standard temperature of 60 degrees. But when fuel exceeds that 60 degrees, it takes up more room in your gas tank, but you're actually getting less energy per gallon. So this group of California truck drivers and other motorists is suing 17 oil companies and filling stations for failing to adjust for this. The lawsuit argues that people, especially in warm climates like the South, are paying more than they should.
Well, are we talking about pennies or something more substantial?
Well, when it comes to the individual driver, the price difference does amount to just pennies. But the consumer group Public Citizen, which isn't part of the lawsuit but supports it, says in all, oil companies are overcharging drivers by about $2 billion a year. Joan Claybrook is the group's president.
The main plaintiffs here are truck drivers and owner-operators who drive huge amounts and have very large tanks. So they have a tremendous cost. But for every consumer, it really does add up.
And Claybrook points out that we also pay taxes on every drop of that fuel. So the lawsuit argues that drivers should be getting every ounce of energy that they pay for.
So what is the group suing for? What do they want?
Well, they're asking for money to compensate drivers in states like Florida, Texas, and Arizona. And they want these companies to install equipment on gas pumps that adjust for temperature fluctuations, or if they haven't done so, to put up signs letting customers know. Interestingly, the industry already does this in Canada, where fuels tend to be colder. So, you know, when fuel contracts, they actually lose money because customers get more energy per gallon. But here in the States, where temperatures are warmer, they have a slightly different attitude. The American Petroleum Institute is a group that lobbies for the industry. And folks there say that if such a requirement were imposed here, the cost would be passed on to consumers and any savings from the cooler gas would be erased. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll find out why on earth some people in Spain would like to do away with the midday siesta.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.